The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the big tasks of mindfulness meditation is to learn how to be present for our experience without identifying with our experience too closely, too excessively. Identifying means that we're somehow preoccupied is probably a good word. We're so involved or invested in what we're thinking and what we're feeling or what the experience is that our attention keeps going there. And we can't really let go, be with the breath, just rest in the present moment because we're so involved with what the experience is. And one of the common ways of being involved is to identify, which means to somehow feel that what we're thinking about or what we're experiencing relates to how we want to, how we represent ourselves to ourselves, how we view who we are in relationship to the world around us. There's some connection to some core, sometimes core belief of self, who I am, and that kind of is entangled with whatever is happening. And so it's not to dismiss identity that we have, but it's the entanglement, the preoccupation with it that keeps the mind from being at ease and relaxed and being able to settle in the present moment in an open, focused way. And so one of the ways, interesting ways, of helping break the pull of identification, the pull of preoccupation with our experience, is to be amazed, to be totally amazed. It's called the wow approach to mindfulness. Just like, wow, look at that. This is a mind that's thinking. Wow, it's amazing. How did this ever, how did the evolution, how did the cosmos come to have a mind which kind of just pumps out all these thoughts obsessively? You know, and some of it's nonsense. And some of it's profound. How did this happen? Wow. And even the most inane thing can be, like, it's pretty amazing. If you can look at your own mind, your own heart, your feelings, your whole life, as if you're looking into the Grand Canyon. Wow. Or the, you know, Half Dome or something, Yosemite. Wow. It's an amazing phenomenon of nature. How could this have happened? 5 billion years of evolution, it came to this. And who knows, we're like a little, you know, we're like the neck of the hourglass. 5 billion years of evolution comes through you, and who knows how evolution's going to evolve next 5 billion years after it's gone through you. You know, your life has impact and affects things around you and so forth. It's amazing, wow. And to have this complex computer, now we know about computers. And our brains are more, you know, more complex than the fastest computers we have. And, you know, wow, how do we, it's amazing we have this thing. So to have the, just whatever is happening for you, what happens if you meet it with, wow, that's phenomenal, wow. It's very respectful of everything, but also it's a way of, remember, not to be caught by it, not be entangled with it, just like, step back and like you're looking at the rim of the Grand Canyon. Wow. I just thought about what kind of shoes to wear tomorrow. That's amazing. Wow. I just was having an argument with my best friend. Wow. The mind does that. It's a pretty complicated event. Memory and thoughts and calculations and grammar and English, maybe. And, you know, to be able to have an argument with your friend is a very, very complex phenomenon. It's like, how, you know, how could we even be constructed like that to make that possible? Wow. And if you can't have a wow approach, you can't be amazed by this miracle, this life, and being conscious and what's going on for you, then I hope you can be amazed at your inability to be amazed. Wow. Isn't that something? And if you do it in a careful way, respectful way, kind of simple way, relaxed way, the wow approach to mindfulness will probably help you to settle. Rather than getting excited and, you know, by all that excitement, being so amazed, there's a way of kind of stepping back, not being so invested or so caught in what that experience is. It's an antidote to being caught. Just step back and open up and have that great panoramic view of the rim of the Grand Canyon, looking at, you know, the rim of your life, looking at this phenomenal, amazing thing that you are and your life is. So this morning, see if you can be wowed.